Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be.
Hello, friends. I'm Justin from Australia. I just took a shit somewhere in your house, and I'm not telling you where I left it. I hope you enjoyed my ass smell while you listen to the DJ New Style Show.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Honky-tonk around till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Business seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homeowners didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Hey, Donna! Did you shot the coffee yet?
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle, the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And the thing loved by all people who enjoy the magical musical masterpiece, I don't know, musings of Rammstein. Couldn't get enough M's! I tried more M's! Yes. That's right. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. With me, as always, your friend and mine, Germ Freak, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Kim?
Hey, wow, you know, low-key, no energy whatsoever.
That's the best you got. Take it or leave it,
no,
my friend.
No, it's the best we get. That's not what I have. I have energy coming out of my fucking ass right now.
Yeah.
In fact, undigested food. People can see it on my fucking blog, on my shit blog. They can see that I'm not properly digesting my my grapefruit.
You
it's
still
okay.
dealing with that shit blog, huh? How's it going?
You know, it's going
you
okay.
said you're going to do it for the rest of the year, so I'm anxious to see how the end of
I'm
the
not
going to
lie,
out.
Frank, the duties.tumblr.com, a lot more work than I would have thought it would originally be. You know,
now, I don't understand how.
When a guy sets out to take a picture of every shit he takes in a given year, he doesn't necessarily think, you know, the amount of time he's adding to each shit, the amount of money he's spending on a phone bill. I mean, it's a really hilarious idea when you take a really messy shit with a partially digested pepper floating in the middle of it on New Year's Eve. But, you know, somewhere near the end of January, in the middle of the month, you know, it just becomes tedious. After, like, 60 entries, I don't know. I get IMs from people that I don't know that they're checking this out, but they're like, what are you eating? How many times are you shitting a day? And quite frankly, these aren't really conversation starters that I want to accept from people. Yeah, I'm putting it out there. But, you know, I have worries when I take these pictures. I want to make sure my cock and balls isn't in the reflection of the water.
Because that would be embarrassing if people saw that.
I mean, it would be. I'm not embarrassed about shit. I just don't want my cock and balls. I don't want my cock and balls shown on a reflection of a toilet bowl.
Explain the process of how you photograph it. Do you make the first drop, then you stand up with your pants around your ankles, do an about face, and point the camera at the bowl?
I will wipe, because I don't want to blot. When I stand up and my ass cheeks come together, I don't want to blot it into some kind of a Rorschach test. So I wipe thoroughly.
So you'll wipe first before you stand up?
Absolutely.
So in essence, you have shit hands as you're touching the camera?
Pretty much.
So I will never utilize that camera as long as I live.
My phone. And I would never let you. I don't know why you'd ever ask. That's another thing. When people say, can I borrow your phone? You may as well say, can I borrow your credit card? It's that personal to me. Don't touch my fucking phone. Don't touch my fucking phone. Can I borrow your phone? Get your own goddamn phone. What did you do when there were no cell phones? I have a fucking cell phone. I pay the bill. You need to call somebody to get a ride or get whatever. Do it some other way. Fuck you, grabbing my phone. You know what? I'm going to let people do it now because now I know there's just shit all over it. Because I've documented at least 1,000 shits. I don't know how many by now, but duties.tumblr.com. Now, you want to call me a quitter, Frank. You want to say that I'm not dedicated to this. I'm noticing something. You're in complete darkness, and I have a feeling that you're trying to conceal something. You're on cam, of course, on hearustalk.com. I have a feeling that you're trying to conceal something by darkening your room. Would I be correct in saying
I'm not darkening anything. I'm just doing what you do. You have a black background. I'm doing the same.
But
it's called shadows and lighting.
Is, I don't look like a fucking alleyway rapist with fucking headphones on. You look like some kind of a fucking ethereal spirit that's going to hop out and steal a soul from somebody. Just turn your fucking lights on. I want to show
this
people something.
This is how I'm keeping it.
Yeah, that's how you're keeping it. Frank, did you or did you not make a bet recently?
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
You made a bet recently. And,
did
I? And by the way, we pride ourselves on not being inside, not being, not making too many fucking references to people with internet monikers and
right.
fucking, you know, even though we can't help it. Because there's just some people that, you know, Todd or Mike doesn't really work out for their fucking name. So we call
true.
People pristine. But the thing is, the fact of it is that you need to realize that you need to realize that there's things going on. There is a bet that you've made. Would you tell us about this bet, please?
There's an individual who frequents the Hear Us Talk chat room. Goes by the name of Bunny Knuckles. He's a Portland, Oregon resident. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay.
This is what I do.
The problem with Bunny Knuckles is he's been coming in the room, in the hut room, probably for about maybe 8 months or so. Never goes on cam. Never went on cam ever.
So we go into this Pal Talk room. This is where we met a lot of the people that listen to the show, a lot of people that tend to call in. And this one particular person has pissed you off because they don't show their face to you. Is that what
yes.
it is? 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bunny Knuckles.
Bunny Knuckles, can I call you something else? Please.
Yeah, you can call me Josh.
For the love
His
of Christ,
Joshua.
Let me call you something else. I want to go through life not having to refer to another man with the endearing name for an animal. Josh?
Josh is fine.
Josh, how are you? Okay,
fantastic.
So you frequent our Pal Talk room, correct?
Yep.
Why don't you tell us how you found the Pal Talk room?
Listening to Ron and Fez and hearing you guys on the Night of a Thousand podcast.
Okay, so Frank, you're really distancing yourself from the fucking the issue that
no,
not
I'm,
a lot of
I'm
people are getting.
Story here.
Now,
story.
Here's what the story is. Josh, you don't particularly use the cam feature on Pal Talk.
No, not a whole lot.
So you don't really show yourself off. You don't show your face. And, you know, no big deal. I don't either. There are people that just don't. But for some reason...
people know what you look like.
But for some reason, Frank feels slighted that you won't show your face to him.
Yes. Because Bunny Knuckles said... Now, let me... All right. I don't know. People who are listening right now, there's what's called Pal Talk. It's an internet chat room, okay? Now, anybody who says... A lot of times people will say cam up and they say, oh, I don't have a cam, which is bullshit. 99.9% of the time when somebody says they don't have a cam, they do have a cam. Okay, they're just embarrassed to cam up for whatever reason, okay? Because they look like New Style, okay? That's
yeah.
one of the reasons he doesn't cam up.
Yeah, Frank.
What?
Nice hair, by the way.
Anyway,
what'd you condition with?
I knew...
You condition with the same shit people clean linoleum with. Bald fuck.
Listen to me.
Fucking mopping
it's
glow-headed
called Murphy's
faggot.
Oil Soap, my friend. Listen to me. So I knew this guy had a cam all along, and it pissed me off that he wasn't going on cam. I went on cam. He saw my face. Why not see his? Why
okay.
shouldn't I see his face?
First of all, you're 40 years old, and you're whining that someone isn't showing their face to you on the internet.
I'm 38.
And not only that, it's not even a woman. It's another man.
All right.
So you're desperately desperately crying. To and whining up and down over and over again. Josh, how many times approximate has Frank asked you to show yourself on cam?
I would say at least 3 times a week.
Three times
Probably
a week?
Even more. I mean,
and you've known him how long?
About 8 months.
Yeah. That's fucking obsessive, Frank. That's what like people who are pining for a new love would do. They would desire to see that person's face about that often.
He found my MySpace page and complained
that... I didn't
that
find
oh
your MySpace
Oh, my God,
page.
You
I
homo.
I did not find your MySpace... Somebody
enough.
Else
you
found your MySpace faggot. Page and sent me the link, so I looked.
No, you
a
didn't.
A mutual friend of ours.
You stalked
no.
him out. You
I did
son
not,
of a
sir,
bitch.
I don't have MySpace, number one, so I wouldn't look for somebody's MySpace, because I don't have MySpace myself.
But
he
you went on there.
He then complained that the photos of me on MySpace were not close enough for him to see exactly what I look like.
No, I don't. You know what, Joshua? You're a liar. You're an effing liar right now. Okay, you're a liar. You're a liar. That's not what happened. Somebody searched you out, and so Joshua's got a big history. You know, former alligator wrestler. But let's get past that right now. Okay. I did not search you out. Somebody gave me the link. I don't have MySpace myself, so I wouldn't search for somebody's MySpace because I don't have MySpace. I'm not a MySpace person.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with our friend Josh and Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Barb.
Barb, how are
oh!
you doing?
Ho-ho!
Why are you cheering, Frank?
I
well,
just wanted
I'll tell
to
you
add
why.
That Frank found his MySpace page.
You're
an
effing liar!
I found this MySpace page of this guy that we're in a chat room with.
You are such an
oh
effing liar.
Oh, my God.
You are
so
such
excited.
An effing liar.
So
Frank, shut up for a fucking second and let them speak. You're talking over everybody because you're jealous and nervous that the world will find out that you're MySpace stalking dudes. So, Barb, would you say that Frank had become obsessed with Josh?
Obsessed. He would call me at least every day and ask me to ask him him to get on cam. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
Please.
You are homosexual.
Ugh.
That's gay behavior. But what's even gayer is what went down a couple nights ago. Barb, thank you for calling, letting us know about that.
But Ken, I just want to interject one thing before you say that. Okay, Bionicles said one time that he never had. Let me just finish what I'm saying. He always never admitted he had a cam. Then he made a drunken error. He made a vital error about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He made a vital error. He in a drunken stupor, he accidentally put his camera on. It wasn't pointed to him. It was pointed to a snowstorm outside of his window. And that's when it clinched it. I knew he had a camera all along. So I said to him, I said, listen, you have a camera all along. Why'd you say you didn't have a camera?
Yeah.
This is what Bionicle said, and I quote, I only go on cam for people that I want to see me on cam.
Yeah.
And that pissed me off.
And you know what that means? Not dudes. Is that a fair statement, Josh? When you go on cam, it's pretty much, you know, not necessarily a favor for another dude. Oh, he hung up. Whatever. We'll get this. It doesn't matter, Frank. Listen to me. A couple nights ago, you made a deal with our very own Josh here. Josh, we have you back. Is that right?
Hey. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So Frank made a deal with you, pleading.
Yes.
Pleading to see you on cam. Now, what were the terms of the deal?
Well, first he said that I won't shave my head for a week.
Okay.
Ken, before we discuss this,
can you just fucking shut up and let him talk when he's fucking speaking, please?
One thing, Joshua.
For 5 fucking seconds.
Joshua, you admit that you accidentally put your cam on it. You admitted it the other night. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, good. The snowstorm was on cam, Frank. That's going to really fucking set the story on fire. Let's go. Jesus Christ.
And the whole thing about it is, like, I really don't care what other guys think I look like. I would have had no problem going on cam at any time, except for the fact that Frank made such a huge deal about it.
Yes. So now, what were the terms of this deal to see you on cam?
First, he said if I came up within the next 3 minutes, that he wouldn't shave his head for a week.
For a week?
And for a week. And obviously, I'm like, well, that's bullshit. What's a week? How much is his hair going to grow back in a week?
He's not going to get anything back.
So I said, let's do a full month, and then we'll think about it.
Okay,
so he agreed for a full month that he would not shave his head and that he would be on cam for the entirety of every show.
Okay, so now he says he would be on cam for the entirety of every show and have hair growing in on his head for a month. So a month worth of growth. And Frank, you agreed to this, correct?
There was no handshaking that went on.
So now let me just say, Josh, did you show yourself on cam?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. So now naturally a bet has been made. You would expect that the other person would hold up their end of the bargain. Your end pretty easy to do. Just turn a camera on and smile for, you know, a fucking minute. Now, Frank, basically, in what I can only describe as a really, really gay choice, Frank has sacrificed his physical appearance at the prospect of seeing another man's face. I just can't understand. I just cannot understand it. So, Frank, how long has it been? About a week, maybe?
It was a week. It was a week. Yeah, something
okay,
like
so
that.
It's been about a week.
And as you can see, I'm on cam. Yeah.
You are on cam. However, your head does not look like it has any growth on it. Did you or did you not shave your head? Turn the light on, and we'll see if you're a man of your word. I hear you straining to say something. Your head is shinier than a fucking 16-pound bowling ball. You have shaved your head, therefore the bet is completely blown. You cannot be trusted. Everything you say is complete crap. Did you even try? Did you even try to grow your hair in?
I grew it for a week.
And what happened?
I was in the shower, and I accidentally shaved one side, and I forgot about the bet, and then I realized I couldn't keep half of it, so what was I going
to
do?
You know what? To save face, you should have kept half of that hair. Josh.
But I mean, I'm on cam at least.
Now you haven't paid off Josh. Josh went on cam. You owe him. Now
yeah,
I say
I take my side back.
I say that since he can't take his side back, you owe him, and now he maybe gets to up the ante a little bit. You owe him something, Frank. Josh, what is it that you demand out of Frank? And keep in mind, the original terms were hair growth and being on cam.
And I am on cam.
We're not going to make him, sodomize a farm animal or anything. You know, keep it along the same lines. I might suggest 2 months.
I was going to say 2 months will double the amount, and he also has to grow a mustache in.
I'm not growing any hair on my face.
Yes, he is. There it is.
You and Best in Show Chris can grow your mustaches in together. Chris can help you out with, like, the mustache wax. I know he knows all the products for it. So 2 months.
You know, I want a little, you know, I'm going to up the ante myself because I'm getting the raw end of the bargain here. Okay, all you do is go on cam for 5 minutes and I got to change my physical appearance?
Well, you,
that's
you,
what you
the
wanted,
thing is,
though.
You agreed to that. You were yearning to see him. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Josh and Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, how are you?
Dan and Cal!
Dan, Frank, I am so fucking disappointed in you. This is bullshit,
Dan,
man.
You know, Dan, I respect Dan a lot, and when he said he's disappointed in me, that really hurts me right in the heart.
It should.
It should. I was looking forward that when I got home, I would open up your cam and see a ch-ch-ch-chia!
Just the beginnings of it. Did you even get to any point of growth before you accidentally shaved?
I was on cam last night and I didn't shave yet, so however I looked last night, that's how I looked. It doesn't really look much different.
Now let me ask you something.
My wife said it looked like I had a yarmulke on my head.
That's what I was going to ask. Donna had a say in this. Donna said go up in that bathroom and shave that fucking head because you look god awful.
She didn't say anything. She didn't tell me to shave. She could care less.
Now Dan, what do you think Frank should do to pay this back?
Ooh.
To really go Haley Joel Osment, pay it forward.
I think it's up to Bunny Knuckles. It's his call. He upheld his part of it, and he did what he needed to do. I mean, I can tell you how obsessed Frank was. I heard the very tail end of Barb's phone call. But, you know, at times whenever it was mentioned about he didn't know what Bunny Knuckles looked like, it would drive him fucking nuts. He would say, how do we know? Listen, how do we know he's got it? We can't see his picture. You know, I mean, so it's definitely something he was obsessed about.
Yeah.
But it's up to Bunny Knuckles. I mean, Bunny Knuckles, you set the terms. You upheld your part. I say it's up to him.
Okay.
But I'm really disappointed in you, Frank, and I just want you to know that. So.
Thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate it.
I'm out. Thanks.
Thank you.
I also heard that Frank, when I was in the room, that he was worried that I might actually be black and that he was conversating with the black guy.
Excuse me?
Whoa, I don't know about that. That sounds a little bit unlike him.
There, man.
He doesn't talk like that. Frank is far from being racist. The furthest from it, in fact. I just want to reinforce that statement.
Well, I apologize then.
You should, Josh, goddammit, but you also need to make up the terms and you know, pretty quick, because I don't know how many people really give a shit about our 2 AM bet that went down to see your face.
I think it's 2 months. Head and mustache.
All right. I'm never going to grow my head on my hair because it's awful.
Your head on your hair?
I will consider the mustache. But hey, but Joshua, you got to realize I am on cam. I'm still holding up to my half of the bargain.
Well, why don't we see who this is here with 316-768-4472. I don't know. Maybe full beard, no hair. Maybe Kimbo Slice style. No, you're on.
I could go for that.
I could do a mustache, but no beard.
I say Kimbo Slice. Nothing on top, just a beard. Beard and mustache.
That's fine by me.
For 2 months.
I can't do beard. It would drive me crazy.
Why would it drive you crazy? You only had to do it two months.
Wait,
let me guess. Being a complete liar and a fucking Welch, that doesn't drive you crazy. You sleep well at night. No, your word is worth shit.
If I'm going to put a mustache on, then I want more from you.
Ew, what the fuck are you, a homo?
What
do you want from him? Do you want him to come over?
I want more from you,
do you want him
Knuckles.
To fly over from Portland and fucking suck you off? Is that what you want? Is that what it's
no,
going
to...
What's the end game here? How
I
much more
Knuckles
did you possibly want from another
cam
man?
At least twice a week.
Twice a week?
Does anybody else fucking see this as a little bit gay? That you're basically negotiating to see another dude's face?
Or Or I want you to discuss your alligator wrestling days.
Okay. I'd prefer to do the cam, I guess.
That would be.
You are so embarrassed of your alligator wrestling days that you would prefer to go on cam.
Yeah. Not embarrassed.
Wow, this is
Frank,
awkward.
Frank, the thing is, you were supposed to do something very simple.
I couldn't do it because I had to go to a family event and I had to shave my head today. So I
mustache for 2 months.
I'm good with mustache. Come on, Frank.
But you have to go on cam while I'm in your presence.
Here's the deal, Frank. You're the one that fucked up. You have no grounds to negotiate. You're gonna grow a mustache.
Fuck you.
You're gonna grow a mustache for 2 months. You're gonna take a picture of your face every day. And then at the end of the 2 months, we'll create an animation that we'll put on frankandbob.com.
Yes, come on.
I want more from you, Bunny Knuckles.
And we had better see one photo for each day. And there better be no backward regression as far as growth goes, because then we'll know that you cheated again, and you'll be a worthless liar, and no one will ever like you again. As far as you
Bunny Knuckles, you must go on cam while I'm on Pal Talk at least twice a week. Not when I'm not there either.
What does it matter?
I upheld my end of the deal.
Yeah, Frank, just because you made a shitty deal to see a guy for a minute and completely alter your appearance doesn't mean that you have any room to negotiate. You fucked up. Now you're going to be looking like a fucking creepy porn director. Or better yet, Chris from Best in Show. Frank, you have no fucking leg to stand on in this. It's happening. It's happening. Or consequences, Frank. Consequences. Are you prepared to suffer severe consequences?
What's the consequences?
I will visit your house, and I will smear my feces somewhere in your house.
All right. Listen to me.
I will smear my feces somewhere on something that you touch. You don't have to let me in. I guarantee you use that mailbox, don't you? I guarantee you use that doorknob. Probably that car handle, too. At some interval, if you don't do this, I'm not going to tell you when I do it. I will smear feces, invisible feces filth, on something that you touch if you do not do this. And you've seen them, Frank. They're awful.
I'm not. Right,
they are awful.
Here's the deal. I'm not doing anything for 2 months. It's too long. I will do it for a month. I will have a mustache for a month. That's the best I could do. Take it or leave it.
Josh, is a month of a mustache acceptable?
It's going to have to be. I don't think we're going to get anything else out of him.
Now, Joshua, at least once a week, you must go on cam while I'm in the room. At least once a week.
No, he won't do nothing. He will do nothing. You have to grow a mustache.
Don't answer for him, New Style.
No, I'm answering because guess what? Yeah. I will smear my shit all over your house, and you won't know where it is. Is it on the garden hose? Is it on the front door? Is it on the car or the mailbox?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Better carry some extra rubber gloves there, Frankie boy. But then again, you could follow through with the bet, and everything would be okay. 1 month. Sink in the Heroes Talk room is calling it the month stash. You have to do the month stash. Take a picture every day for 30 days. Continuous mustache growth. And you have to leave it on. And every show we do, you have to be on cam the entire time. Failure to grow this will result in random feces in your house, in or on your house.
Let's do it.
Okay, it's on. The month stash is on. We will see. We will see Frank's progress. And at the end, we'll have a video showing his transformation to nothing. Because what the fuck are you going to grow in a month?
Frank, if you back out of this, I will cam up every day and have you blocked from my cam.
That's punishment. That's punishment. He'll be on every day, and you can't see him. You won't see him. And he'll be doing cool stuff, too. He'll probably be juggling. You know what? He may even wrestle an alligator.
Yeah.
He will wrestle an alligator on cam, and you'll be blocked. You won't be able to see it. All right. Thank you very much, Josh. It's on now. If he doesn't follow through, he's getting feces on his house or property.
Excellent.
Thank you very much for calling in. See, Frank, you don't make bets, especially if you get nothing out of it. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What did you possibly get out of this fucking dumb bet? What did you get?
I got to see a messy apartment and a mangy dog. That's what I got.
And you saw another man's face. Now yes. You're making fun of him because, you know, you think he has a messy apartment and a dog that isn't up to snuff. By the way, I bet his dog doesn't have a permanent erection. Like Marvin at your place. Little Marvin the Maltese. Permanently erect fucking creature that thing is. Frank, why do you jump hastily into these decisions? You just get it in your head all of a sudden.
I have a problem.
What's this? I mean, apart from like a new problem? Because I know you've had problems. You're OCD and you're afraid of germs. What's new?
I may have more.
So did you to follow up on a previous show, you said you were going to see a therapist, psychiatrist, and have them evaluate you. Did this go down?
Yes.
And what happened?
Well, I have to see a doctor once a year. I take, I have OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, so I take some type of stuff here in order to make myself feel better.
Okay.
So I had to go once a year to see this person, and I told him how I've been feeling lately. And you're aware of how I've been feeling. I've been telling you about this and a lot of people in our inner circle.
And not only that, I've noticed that you've been just a complete chore to deal with.
Right.
A chore.
I put off chores. I drift off when I'm in conversations with others. And I often bring up unrelated topics while somebody's discussing something else with me. I have a hard time focusing on anything I read. And I try to get it through as quickly as possible.
Now, is this coming off of a document that you're reading? Is this some kind of a test that you've taken?
No, but these are the symptoms, and I have them.
So you saw the symptoms written out, and now you agree that you have them.
Plus, I took a test, too.
Well, what was the test? What did the test consist of? Was it multiple choice?
It was a test by a pharmaceutical company.
Did the test consist of trying to talk to you for more than 5 minutes? Because quite frankly, talking to you for more than 5 minutes, I'm aware that there's something going on. So
anyway.
So you took the test and what happened?
Yeah. And I scored between 17 and 23, which means I have adult attention deficit disorder.
Oh, Jesus.
ADD.
Christ. This is your latest crutch now.
You cannot, if I don't understand something, I will simply say I have ADD.
Oh, my God. You have adult ADD. And now,
yes.
this is what you say. The minute, then you can't be gotten because whenever anybody calls you out on anything, I have adult ADD.
I have ADD.
Yeah.
And I don't have hyperactive ADD, which is ADHD. I don't have that.
No. Why would you?
Yes.
That would require you doing
things.
I'm
bored. I get bored with tedious and repetitive tasks.
Yeah. Believe me, I do too. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show with ADD Germ Freak. Who's this?
Yeah, Sink. You know, that son of a bitch doesn't have ADD. It's just called lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, everybody in their older age doesn't want to listen to their wife talk, doesn't want to do work, doesn't want to do chores. Their mind starts wandering. So look, you get on a little speed, a little Adderall, doctor fills out, you know, a little pharmaceutical questionnaire, and all of a sudden you're better?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, as you know, he has adult ADD, so, I mean,
I like to, key up a little Ritalin or something before I go to work to get all hopped up. Otherwise, my mind just wanders as well.
Yeah. Frank, you should have been diagnosed with living because, you know, not wanting to do anything, not really caring about what most people have to say, that's being alive, pretty much. Because, not everybody in this world has something to fucking contribute. And that's where you fall in. You have no interest in anything, and that's fucking fine. Why do you need medication for that?
You don't have to realize what I'm going through. I have three interests in life: my family, my work, and the DJ New Style Show. I don't give a shit about anything else. I don't care what's going on in the world.
Welcome to being an adult, Frank.
Pardon me?
welcome to being an adult. Same with me. You know what I care about? My family, my job, and whatever other extracurricular activity I have. Yours happens to be a radio show. So what does Doc put you on? Some sort of amphetamine?
Well, a prescription hasn't been prescribed yet.
You haven't gone through with it yet. But
I haven't gotten it yet.
You're waving that fucking diagnosis like a goddamn pennant.
It'll lift my alertness. And I'm looking forward to the new medication.
The last thing we need is a more alert state of not knowing anything. We don't need you to chime in with, I don't know what that means, every fucking 30 seconds. We really don't need that. If anything, you should, maybe take some downs.
Yeah, I think you need to take a little Xanax, man. A little Xanax and some wine. That puts you back in a good order.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you take care, guys.
Yeah, you take care, too. Sink is a good guy. He's a very good guy. What's that?
Sound familiar.
Because he's just another guy. That's why. Maybe he sounds like one of the voices in your head.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you have voices that talk to you and tell you to do things?
No, but every once in a while I'll see like little gnome people run across my living room.
Shut the fuck! Where do you make this shit up from?
Of course I don't have things in my head. I don't have things in my head, of course.
Gnome
not.
People. That's the best you can come up with. You're going to make something up about seeing something and it's a fucking gnome?
Well, you're accusing me of having schizophrenia.
I don't know, Frank. If I were a fucking therapist and threw a pill bottle in your lap, you'd be telling everybody that you have voices in your fucking head. It doesn't matter. You went with a guy who has a goddamn diploma in his office. Whatever he tells you is fucking gold. Because the pharmaceutical sales rep just fucking left his office and left some fucking free pens and a goddamn beer can.
By the way, I got one of those pens.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You had some of the free stuff that got left by. That guy had a nice bottle of wine and a fucking... fucking porterhouse with a sales rep, and now he's got another customer buying. It's fucking terrible. And now Donna doesn't even want to deal with you. I mean, you were telling me something about dinner.
Oh God, don't even start with that.
I mean, we've mentioned in the past that you two have clashed over meals.
Another fiasco over the weekend.
But what usually happens is, you know, you guys clash over how the meal's prepared. Or what's being made, you throw it, make a stink or whatever, and then, you know, Donna fixes it and learns for next time, and basically you train her to do exactly what you want.
I don't train her. I'm not, you know, she's not an animal.
But now what happened? What was the story with this?
Well, listen, she made something I don't like, and it pissed me off.
So what did she make?
I said to her Sunday, I says, what's for dinner? And she said, pot roast. I says, oh, God.
You made a big fucking display.
I hate that. It makes my stomach turn. And I want to vomit when I think about it. I says, I said to her, I'm not eating. I said, I'm not eating dinner. I says, I'm not going to eat. She says, good, don't eat. And that's exactly what I did. I didn't eat dinner that day.
So she went on with the pot roast.
She went on and she refused to make me something different.
That's good. Good for Donna, I say. Fuck you, you whiny little kid. You're a whiny child. She needs to start treating you like she
treats
your
son. My mother would
son.
Make me something different.
Yeah, your mom would, because your mom's an enabler. Your mom would tolerate your fucking mental, your psychosis, your fucking ADD, OCD, all that shit. She would go along and placate that shit. But now Donna needs to realize that you are no, you know, more advanced than Luke, your son, your four-year-old son. You're on that level. Treat you like him, and she'll have a fucking easy life. An easy life, Frank.
Listen to me.
So now, what did you do? You didn't eat. You're all fucking throwing your arms in a cross.
I sat there in the basement with a pouty, miserable face. And
you didn't even go to the table? You just said,
no,
I'm
not
going
to the table. I don't think you can give her the satisfaction to see my face.
So wait a minute. She called down that dinner was ready?
Yeah. I says, I'm not eating!
Well, wait. How did you know it was the pot roast? Did you ask what it was?
I saw her cooking it through the course of the day.
And I'm not eating! You scream it from the basement.
Right. And so I was just so I waited till dinner was over, and I marched upstairs, and I started banging pots around and swinging the refrigerator door open and rummaging through and making a mess just so she would feel bad that I'm suffering because I need anything.
So, yeah, you know, when you're angry and you try to do the most menial fucking tasks, you do try to clink and clang everything around just to let everybody
right.
know.
Just to get,
okay, it's
just
all right, I'm doing it now. Fuck it.
Just to let her know how pissed off I am.
Yeah.
I will make noise and
so you
bang
made something
things.
Nice then.
I made myself a Taylor Hang sandwich.
A Taylor what?
A Taylor Hang sandwich.
Hang?
A Taylor Hang sandwich, yeah.
Oh my god. You really should just learn sign language. I don't
know
what
I've never made Taylor Hang sandwiches. I've never made Taylor Ham before, okay?
Why can you say it right there and not when you say the whole thing?
I don't know what the procedure is.
Say it after me. Taylor Ham.
A Taylor Ham sandwich.
Okay.
I don't know what the procedure is. I don't know if it's already cooked. Do I have to brown it? Do I have to put it in a frying pan for a certain amount of time? Do I have to wait? I don't know how to cook it. I don't know how. I don't know. I don't want to get poison and have trichina. I don't want to have pork poisoning.
So you didn't know how to cook it? What did you do?
I didn't know how to cook it. So I cooked it until it was totally black and brown.
Just crispy. And then you chewed it and it cracked.
Right.
The worst. The worst. And Donna didn't even fucking budge, did she? She didn't come
she
down.
She didn't budge.
Yeah,
and
fuck
I,
you,
you know what I
says.
Did? While she was putting the stuff in the sink, I threw the frying pan in the sink. I said, wash this too. Just to let her know.
Oh, my God. Donna's saying in the HearUsTalk.com room, she says, in 13 years, this is the second time he has ever cooked. You've never... And it's not like you made a meal. You fucking threw...
I made... First of all, I had to put
You threw a piece of Taylor Ham on a pan. That's not making a meal.
I had to put Pam on the... And spray it on. And then I had to take it out of the package and put it on.
Oh, my God.
It was tough, man.
And then now... What do you say to her when she's got to clean this fucking pan because it's got cooked on Taylor Ham?
Well...
She gets mad at you, obviously, the fucking pan. You fucked up the pan, Frank!
And you know what she did? She told my daughter to come downstairs and tell me that the pot roast was delicious. So she's using my daughter as a pawn. I knew you. I knew that was you, Donna. I knew it. Don't deny it.
Oh, my God. So your daughter comes down just, you know, screaming up and down how good the fucking pot roast was, and you missed out. And you know what the best part is, Daddy? There's no leftovers either. It was the best pot roast I've ever had.
That's what she said. That's what she said. It was just, you know, I had to suffer, and then I was hungry, and it wasn't an enjoyable. A Sunday's dinner is supposed to be a nice dinner. I had a fucking... a Taylor Hang sandwich on a fucking crusty, stale hamburger roll.
A hamburger roll. That's the worst bread to have anything but a hamburger on. Why is it that we've settled for the hamburger roll? Burger rolls are disgusting. We've settled for this shitty fucking doughy white roll that just soaks up fat and has no fucking flavor. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a Hang sandwich enthusiast germ freak. Who's this?
This is Neo.
Neo, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Peter?
He has physically aggravated me to the fucking point where I gotta call and fucking bitch this bastard out.
Excuse me?
What? Are you fucking 3 years old? Fucking slamming pots and pans around like you're fucking, like you're playing with your little fake drum set?
Nah.
That's right. Because I do that to let people know that I'm angry. To make noise.
You know what you do? Do you have money in your account? Like a few extra dollars? Can you call Domino's or fucking some fucking place that you could order food from? Since suffer is suffering, poor little you.
No, you know what it was, Neo? He was hoping against hope that Donna would hear the clanging and prepare him what he wanted.
Right. And my mother would do that. My mother would make two meals.
Well, then go fuck your mother. Stop fucking your wife and have sex with your mother. That's the trade-off.
Why can't Donna do that? Why can't you do that, Donna?
She is not your fucking mom. She's your fucking wife. If you want...
Your mother's retarded, by the way.
Oh, Jesus. By the way, she's a very nice lady.
If I didn't like anything my mom prepared, she'd say, go fuck yourself. You're not eating. That's it. Bottom line.
That's true.
Fucking good for Donna. See, I'm actually going to fucking not put up with your shit anymore, finally.
Good. And you know why? I think it's because he's putting everything on this. I have adult ADD, you know. That's what he's blaming it on now. Before, you know, maybe, you know, oh, we don't really know what's wrong with him, or you know, he's had such a hard day. But no, now he's got an excuse, and he looks like he's trying to get out of everything by saying it. People aren't going to stand for it anymore.
You're a 40-year-old man. Grow the fuck up.
38.
Yeah, he's close enough. Neo, thank you for calling.
Neo, I hope you're not mad still.
He's thank pissed. You. He's furious. You're banging the pots around like a fucking child.
That's
with
right.
a drum set.
I do. I do that like
a
child.
Like an ape with a
noise.
Fucking suitcase.
And you know what I did? I marched up the stairs. I banged my feet real hard on the stairs. Sort of like when somebody is very angry. I marched up the stairs like a child.
And were you really that mad?
Yes, I was pissed. I was angry.
Why?
Because I had a...
You did something dumb. You said, I'm not going to eat. And you know you would have eaten that fucking pot roast if you had the chance.
I was unable to force feed myself pot roast. The thought of it right now makes me want to gag. Okay?
If you had to choose between your dry, disgusting Taylor Hang sandwich or that pot roast, which, you know, your daughter said was delicious. I'd believe her. Which would you choose?
I'd still have to go for the sandwich.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Brazilian Julie.
Brazilian Julie, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I would eat a pot roast. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd eat the pot roast too. And Frank, I'm completely ashamed of you because do you think you are acting as a role model for your children like that, acting that way? Do you think your children like would look up to you, looking like that, banging pots and pans around the kitchen and burning your sandwich? Do you think that's like a very adult thing to show them as like a role model?
I think you have a point.
Yeah, you're behaving like they are behaving now.
Right.
You're behaving like the way you should, you know, kind of steer them away from.
It's because of my ADD that
I
act
this
way.
No, it's not. You don't even fucking have ADD.
Yes, it is.
Stop blaming everything on your fucking ADD that you don't even have.
It's a childish way.
Frank,
yes.
You do not have ADD. You may be crazy, but you do not have ADD, and you do not have a disease, and you should really try to get over this yourself, because it's horrible. You didn't even get your wife a Christmas gift, and you're acting this way?
Oh, shit. That's right. She didn't even get a Christmas gift.
Because
and now
I,
she has
I
the,
forgot. I
and
I
now
I
she has the treat.
Christmas.
Now she has the treat of going to the grocery store, purchasing probably a fine pot roast, preparing it all goddamn day, and hearing her breadwinner just bicker and piss and moan at her efforts. What if she said, "Ah, oh, you earned the money all fucked up," and then you had to go do it again? Would you do it again, Frank? No, you wouldn't.
She knows how much a meal means to me.
That meal, you know what, Frank? What's your BMI?
I'm morbidly obese.
Yeah, then maybe you should probably you should do that a little more often. I'm just messing with you. Julie, thank you for calling
the
show.
Thank you, Julie.
I mean, he's not going to listen. He's not going to listen to common sense, Julie.
I know. It's just useless at this point, but I had to try.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You're a madman. And you have an excuse now. You're armed with an excuse. You have it in your holster. You pull it out and you shoot at any given fucking time. A tumbleweed comes across, full blast right at it. You don't even take a look at the situation or think about what you might be affecting. None of that. No, none of it. Because you have a slip of paper and you have a fucking word from some goddamn quack. That's what it is, Frank. Jesus. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's Heroes Talk. Are you okay? You gonna make it? Snuffleupagus?
Yeah.
You fuck.
Fine.
HeroesTalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Hey, you're listening to Building Blocks. I'm your host, Fred from Brooklyn, and I renovate fireplaces and chimneys. Tonight's show is special because I'm not going to be doing my usual thing where I answer all your chimney or fireplace questions. tonight I want to introduce something fun. Now, I got something huge planned for tonight, so I want you all to still call in. Now, how huge is this thing I got here? Well, let me tell you guys. You remember how you thought my read the paper directly into the microphone bit was big? Well, tonight's bit is going to be even bigger than that one. So call in. We've got prizes. We got actually tons of prizes, literally, on pallets in the back here. So we got a lot of shit here ready to go. Oh, look at this. We got someone calling in right now. You're on Building Blocks. Pick a number.
Hey, Fred. I'm a big fan. I really like when you're noticeably reading and pause for a while whenever you see a period.
Yeah. Pick a fucking number, all right? Jesus.
Oh, I don't know. 3?
And wrong. That's the wrong answer. The number I was thinking of was cunt. Next caller, you're on Building Blocks. Why don't you pick a number?
Fred?
Yeah, it's me. Just pick a fucking number already. Jesus.
But you already said the number was
cunt. Yeah, well, I'm thinking of a new one now, so guess.
27?
Nope, wrong. Sorry. The answer is still cunt. Looks like I fooled you. Next caller, you're on Building Blocks with Fred from Brooklyn. Who's this?
Hey, Fred, it's Steve from Jersey City.
Incorrect. The correct answer is cunt from Cunt Town. You are cunt and you live in Cunt Town. Looks like I get to keep all my prizes, and I guess it's a good thing, because in hindsight, it really would be a bitch to go down to the post office and have to pay postage for all these cinder blocks that I've drawn my logo on with Sharpie markers. Jesus. Well, that's all the time for Building Blocks. I'm Fred, and I'm from Brooklyn.
Hello, I'm not speaking English well, but this is the new Jesus Style Show live. And if you don't listen, I will kill your dog.
The DJ New Style Show.
I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're gonna be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together. Post images. Play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HeroesTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Your Tuesday Night Miracle. Be sure to check out HeroesTalk.com, DJNewStyleShow.com. Download the old episodes. Have a blast. Everything's good. Everything's nice. Everything's really nice, Frank. Did you have an enjoyable weekend, you know, minus the whole pot roast thing? You do anything special?
Yeah, I did. You ever hear of something called On Demand?
Yeah, well, yes, I have.
All right. Well,
And by the way, I'm not going to be condescending and shitty, you know, when you talk about technology, because it's kind of like you're I treat you like a time traveler when you mention these things. Like, I presume that, like, you're somebody from, like, 1989 who's been dropped into 2009, and like all of this stuff is new.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, when you say, you know this on-demand thing? I'm really not shocked. It's completely brand new to you. So, you watched a few things on demand. What did you see?
You know what? I treated myself, and I indulged, and I ordered a movie.
Wow. Was it an adult movie?
No, of course not.
Okay.
It was a rated R movie. Tropic Thunders.
What?
Tropic Thunders.
Tropic.
A Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, wow. Okay. So, what did you think? I mean, are you doing like a movie review of this?
Well, I'd like to tell you my opinion of the movie.
Well, you're gonna give us your opinion on this movie.
Yeah.
This movie, by the way, has been on DVD for months now.
This is the first fictional movie I've seen in a very, very long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, a movie review, a semi-recent movie being reviewed by Hollywood Germ Freak.
Okay, yeah, semi-recent movie. Now,
here we go.
Now, did you see the movie? Because I'm trying to figure out exactly what the movie is.
I saw it in the theaters about 10 years ago.
Okay. Now, it's a, all right. It's a movie that's about a movie of another movie. It's a movie.
I'm gonna sit back and let you sort this one out. Go ahead.
It's a movie that's about a movie. It's a movie about. It's.
How many times are you gonna say movie?
Movie.
Maybe work the word film in there once. Just say film. Yeah. So say movie about a film. There you go. Now start from there.
All right. It's a movie about a group of. All right. Calm down. It's a movie about a making of a movie. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, Frank.
It's a movie about the making of a movie.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. Now, I left once.
What? Is this your
I
review?
I left once.
So you wait a minute, hold on. You're going to tell us about the movie, and you're saying it's a movie about a movie being made. I left once. That's your entire review.
All right. This is what it is. It's a parody of war films. It's about, I think it's the Vietnam War, and it's a parody of the of those films and how they're making of a making of the film. Okay, I find some of the scenes highly offensive, and
highly offensive.
I'm surprised
you were offended by a fucking Ben Stiller movie,
and I'm surprised that a lot of the actors who partook in this. Did this because I think it's going to ruin their careers.
Okay, now
case in point.
Can you tell me some things that offended you, please?
I was highly offended, and this is not even a joke. I was highly offended when the Ben Stiller character, I think his name is Tug or something like that, Tug McGraw. I don't know.
Yeah, Tug McGraw. Yeah, that's the guy.
He was holding up a severed head of the director who had obviously stepped on some of a landmine or something. Okay. And he was holding up the severed head and making a mockery out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is this isn't even something that I'm kidding.
Oh, Frank.
I found this offensive.
You got to say that again. You had a, the internet decided that your review was too terrible. So please just say that last line again.
Oh, I'm saying I was highly offended when Ben Stiller's character, was holding up the severed head of the director.
Yeah.
Okay, it was all too reminiscent, and this is not even a joke, folks. This is me talking here. It reminded me. The first thing that came into my head was that video of that individual from Pennsylvania, who was decapitated by Islamic militants back in 2004.
Nick Berg. You were watching a movie in 2009.
Yes,
with Ben Stiller in it. And you're reminded of a horrific beheading that happened fucking 5 years ago.
And it's not even something that I don't even want to joke about this whole. The whole Nick Berg thing.
And that scene soured you on the entire movie.
I found it very offensive because it was all too.
Because there's a head.
Listen to me.
That's it. It's just a severed head.
Did you ever see that Nick Berg video?
I didn't watch it. You know why? Because I'm a fucking human. Okay. I don't want to see somebody pleading for their life only to be hacked apart by fucking swords.
Okay. There was a part in that video, and believe me, why I saw it, I don't know.
Because you got it in your head that it was out there, and everybody was watching it, and you had to see it. Just like fucking Josh on Cam. People have seen him, you haven't, so you had to. So you sacrificed everything. In the Nick Berg case, you sacrificed your fucking morals and humanity to fucking watch that.
Okay. And there was a part in there where one of the Islamic militants is holding up the severed head of the individual. Much in the case like Ben Stiller was doing with the character with the director. It was an awful scene. I found the scenes of the wounds. There was one where some guy shot in a helmet and there's blood spurting out. I found it very offensive.
But that was special effects in the movie. That wasn't like that was obviously fake.
Oh, I know. obviously somebody's not dying.
Well, no. Offensive. What I'm saying is it was so over the top to show that it was a special effect in the movie within the movie. I don't know why you don't understand that.
I don't know what you mean.
They're making a movie in this film Tropic Thunder, correct?
Right.
Okay. Within the movie, now this is fucked up. They're using special effects which are so fucking brutal and obvious that it's hilarious.
Right. I don't find it funny. I don't think it's funny to have to make mockery out of a wounded soldier. I don't find it funny. I don't see the humor in it.
I would say stay to fiction because you don't know how to process fake things. You don't know how, or
there's
nonfiction.
Scenes where
keep
ben
on
Stiller
nonfiction.
Has,
reality.
Where Ben Stiller has no arms. There's scenes where guys are getting their intestines and disemboweled. Disemboweled. It was not funny. I found it offensive.
Yeah.
I laughed at one part of the movie. I will give a credit to former drug addict, former SNL star, Morton Downey Jr. I will give him credit.
What was his name?
Morton Downey Jr. He was on SNL. And he was
Morton Downey Jr. Was a talk show host who smoked constantly in the 80s.
Robert Downey Jr. He did a lot of those movies in the 80s, okay?
Wow. Yeah, he
played
did.
He had some pigmentation done and he played an African American. I think he did a good job.
But no, he didn't do it. His character did it. His character did it. You can't separate fact
I'm
from
confused.
Fiction. You just can't. He didn't really dye himself black. because if you've heard of a movie called Iron Man, he was white. Do you understand that, Frank? He wasn't really turned into a black guy. That was a character. Ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood Germ Frank.
I have ADD.
Oh, you fuck. There it is. No, see, and you point out quite proudly that you laughed once.
I laughed once in the whole movie.
I laughed so many fucking times at that movie. When he's trying to be nice to the kid that he's saving, and the kid starts attacking him, and he throws him off a bridge.
That's funny.
It is Plus very funny. When he realizes hilarious. He killed the fucking panda. Amazing. There's so
I didn't laugh
movies.
Once.
Yeah, you did.
The only scene I laughed at is as follows, okay? There's a scene where, I guess the guy, he's called the unknown actor. It was I don't even know his name in real life.
Sure.
He was talking to Downey's character while they were going through the jungle. He was describing some type of technology of some sort. Do you know the part I'm talking about?
I guess, yeah. You know why? Because I saw it so fucking long ago. Okay.
So the character, the unknown actor, says to the more Downey Jr.'s character, Downey Jr.'s
ladies
character.
And gentlemen, Hollywood Germ Freak. That was a good part. That really was a good part. Let me tell you something here, Frank. Let me just say something. I was talking to your wife. Not in a private thing, talking to your wife. And she let me know something here about when you go to see a comedian, you sit there with your arms folded like a fucking statue and you never laugh. And it's embarrassing for her. I have a feeling that you pride yourself on being able to not laugh at the efforts of other people. I have a feeling that you pride yourself on this, that you have no desire to be entertained. In fact, you want people to be quite aware that you're not entertained by their stuff.
That's a total farce. I want to be entertained. However, it takes a lot to entertain me. You remember some years ago there was a movie, a television show called Make Me Laugh with some comedians?
Yeah, I remember the remake they did in the 90s on Comedy Central.
I would have won $1 billion on that episode as a contestant because I could sit in front
you
of the
You probably
most...
wouldn't have because I don't think they gave away that much. But
I'm
continue.
Using a,
hyperbole.
I could sit in front of a comedian that most people would think is funny and not crack a smile. Not crack a smile.
But that's exactly what I'm saying.
But I want to be entertained. However, I just am not able to be entertained. I'm not doing it on purpose as some type of test to prove that I can that somebody's not funny. I want somebody to be funny, but a lot of times on like television shows and movies, I don't laugh. I don't find them funny. I don't find them funny.
The thing is, Frank, that show was awful. They usually had like some, really low-level comedians, but then they'd bring out the big guns, the mystery guests or whatever, and they just wouldn't be any funny either. But the people that would laugh, they're laughing because they're nervous. I guarantee you would laugh.
I wouldn't laugh.
Now, you mentioned last week that you will not applaud if you paid to get into a place.
That's correct. I'm not.
You pay to go into a comedy club. Are you refusing to laugh because you think that is also additional payment, like applause is in your mind?
I'm not, because I will tell you why.
See, Donna checking in. She says he tries to hold it in.
That's a friggin' lie. How dare you?
How dare you, Donna? I recommend pot roast every night this whole week.
How dare you?
Pot roast this whole week.
That's a lie. All right, let me tell you the difference between clapping and
we got a feedback from Pathmark Butcher 5. He says big sale on pot roast. Big sale.
Listen to me. Laughing is something that you get gratification at yourself. You get, it's enjoyable to laugh, so you get that gratification, okay? Clapping for somebody is not gratification. You don't really get excited. You don't get, you know, it doesn't, for you to clap, when you clap, it's not that, you know, it's not really doing much for you except hurting the palms of your hands, okay? So laughing is better than clapping. I will laugh for my own pleasure, not because I want the comedian to know he's funny, but because because it'll make me feel good inside. That's why I will laugh.
Do you find like any, I mean, you say you don't like fiction, works of fiction. You need things to have a degree of reality. And you do watch some reality shows, but have you, you know, do you ever watch sitcoms? Do you ever find yourself laughing at sitcoms?
I never laugh at a sitcom. Let me retract that. There's about two or three sitcoms that I will laugh at. Seinfeld, The Office, and maybe one other one. Okay?
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. Those are the three.
You like laughing at the hapless people. That's why.
Pardon?
If the show has a hapless character that is widely popular, you love the show. So, other than those three, sitcoms are garbage to you. You could just sit through.
I will never laugh. I've never laughed at the Cosby Show.
The what?
I've never laughed at the Cosby Show. I've never laughed at Home Improvement. I've never laughed at any of these shows. I've never laughed at any of them.
Nobody's ever laughed at Home Improvement, though. I mean, the guy Wilson died from just being so fucking bored for having even been in the goddamn show. The Cosby Show, Jesus! But none of them interest you or made you laugh ever.
Never.
Now, even as a kid, in like some of the, with some of the older
shows.
When
I was a young child, I would watch TV with my mom, and I would say to her, "Mom, how come I'm not laughing at the television as you are?" And she goes, "It's because you don't understand it, Frank. When you're older, you'll understand the jokes. I'm older now. I still don't find them funny, and I don't laugh." And I yearn to be entertained. I yearn to laugh.
You yearn. You really desperately want to be entertained, and it's just not happening for you. I think stick to your three shows. If I find a good one like 30 Rock, I think you should enjoy. Try watching that. Give that a shot. There are some funny things out there, Frank, but I think the problem is the minute they inject something real in the show, like the fact that maybe somebody works at NBC, NBC's a real company, the show must be real in your eyes. You think that any degree of realism just means that the entire show should be treated as a historical fucking documentary. That's what I think the problem is. You see something that exists, like, oh, I know that exit on Highway in New Jersey, so this has to be a real show, like The Sopranos. You never found one funny thing in The Sopranos?
The Sopranos is not a comedy show.
Had comedic moments.
I don't think
obviously
I've ever laughed.
Obviously not to you. Six fucking seasons, not one goddamn little laugh. Not one, hey, that's pretty funny. Nothing. Jesus. I don't know, Frank. I think it's hopeless for you. I think you need to start using your on-demand a little bit more, checking out some of the works of fiction. Because for some reason, you've just been indoctrinated to just absorb things that you think are real. You watch these shows, the reality shows you watch. You admitted to me that you watched the Rock of Love Charm School.
I loved Rock of Room Charm School. winner.
I don't know how you could fucking say it like that.
I don't want to interrupt
it. You need three tongues to fuck that up.
Well, that's because I have, you know what I'm saying? I have ADD. You think it's a fucking joke. Now you see what's happening to me? I can't even talk anymore. I can't formulate my words. My mouth talks quicker than my head.
Yeah, that's ADD. That's ADD. You say sandwich all the time. That's ADD. But you liked, you loved Rock of Love's Charm School. What did you like about it? What was so fucking good about that show?
I just love watching dopey, dopey women just make asses of themselves.
Wow.
I find it funny.
I found it to be so fucking tedious. That show.
Yeah, you watched
garbage.
Every single fucking episode because you know who the winner was.
I do know who the winner was, but...
Did you watch every episode?
No.
Or at least the majority of the episodes, yes or no?
I watched three episodes. Did I just disprove you?
That means
you're wrong. Because you didn't think to the fucking end and think that I could know the winner by watching one episode. You just didn't fucking think about that.
Well, the winner was one of the Brandys. I can't remember which Brandy it was. There's two Brandys.
Brandy M.
I think the other woman should have won it.
The one with the terrible tit tattoos. The big fucking breastplate tattoos. Just fucking awful.
Which, you're talking about Destiny?
No, Destiny was okay.
Yeah,
but then
she tried to pawn off
her shitty clothing line with the fucking pinstripe of fur down the side of everything. Garbage.
Oh, that chick, yeah.
But Frank, when you see a woman with the huge tattoos on her fucking, the tops of her tits, does that do anything for you?
First of all, I find the word TIT very offensive.
What do you prefer?
I just prefer for you to they call them a mammary glands. Do not call them TITs.
When you lust over a set of these mammary glands, do you say, "God, I would love to feel her mammary glands"? There's got to be some word you use in a moment of passion.
Why not just say breasts?
So what? Not to get too personal, but let's just say you and your wife are having a moment, and all you want to do is tell her to disrobe so you can see them. What do you call them? Do you call them mammary glands?
I don't think I don't know if
reveal
I really...
Reveal your breasts!
No. I'm not getting into my that situation. That's personal.
But the thing is, Frank, tits is an acceptable word. It's tits. Just say, strut your face up and just
first
fucking
of all,
spit it out of your mouth.
It's teat. The word is actually teat. T-E-I-T. Teat.
T-E-I-T? You're going to correct
evolved
me.
It's evolved into tit, but it's actually teat.
But the thing is, the word is acceptable now. Do you understand? Okay. Nobody's going to research the origin of every word we speak and use
when
that.
When I think of the word, when I think of tits, I think of some sloppy ass... big areola nipple shit, disgusting.
Just some it looks like the sock in the logo for the Boston Red Sox. That's how big the nipple is, with that red patch all the way up, just covering the complete bottom of it.
Yeah,
just fucking awful. I don't know, Frank. I don't know, but the tattoos on them. Does that do anything for you? On the mammary glands, the upper region.
No, not
the
really.
Bosoms,
especially a lot of times,
as Mark
them,
Dock had said. Continue. You
know, sometimes people will put actually tattoos around the areola, and like some type of a wreath, if you will. And I don't. It's kind of. I don't find that attractive.
I'm just not into any tattoos, piercings. You know, nothing on the face. You know what I mean? Nothing on the. I don't like a facial piercing. Is there anything that you can tolerate? As far as a piercing or tattoo goes,
I don't like the piercing that's like a hoop that goes through the nostrils.
Okay, let's say Donna comes home and she has a piercing on her face. Which one is acceptable?
You know what? Maybe none of them. None of them's acceptable.
Because I've been watching the newest season of Rock of Love, and there's one girl that has like fucking ball
it
bearings.
Started already?
Jesus, no.
Because I've been looking for it and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, well, it's been on like two episodes.
It's called Bus Tour.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it is fucking terrible. One of the
girls
has...
Yeah, you watched two episodes.
I have. You know why? I like that. I like that aspect of it. But the thing is, the Charm School is so fucking watered down. They don't even get a real, an interesting host or anything like that. It's just fucking garbage. But the Rock of Love thing, you know, you see some of the broads, you see how disgusting they're willing to get to fuck somebody who sang a song once in 1987 at your fucking eighth grade dance or whatever. The thing, Frank, is this one girl has like ball bearings in her fucking cheeks where the dimples are. It's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life. It's supposed to look like some kind of a fucking liquid mercury beauty mark on either side of her cheek. I can't do the face piercings. The one thing I will tolerate is maybe a little tiny, little teeny fucking gem in the nose. A little dot. Just a little dot. That's all I'll tolerate. I can't do a fucking eyebrow ring. I can't do none of this shit. Your daughter comes home with a piercing, Frank. She says, I have been pierced. What would you find acceptable?
Earrings. You know, my daughter
obviously beyond earrings. You have to select a piercing. You cannot say none. You have to pick one. Your daughter comes home and says she has been pierced.
Maybe a little stud in the nose.
Stud in the nose? What if she says, I had that already, Dad. I got that without telling you. I have something below my neck pierced.
I don't know. Why are you doing this to me? That's what I'd say to her. I'd say, why are you doing this to me?
People are going way, way grosser than I'm willing to go. They're mentioning all kinds of parts that I don't even want to think about right now with your kids. I'm talking about maybe a belly button ring. Frank, would you find that to be acceptable for your kids?
No, it's...
They're getting them in, like, third grade now.
Which do you think is worse or more slutty? A belly button ring or a lower back tattoo?
The lower back tattoo is the sluttiest of all time. Sluttiest of all time. You're not going to see it.
Now,
who
why
sees
is
it, Frank?
All right, tell me
who
why...
Who sees it?
All right, tell me why the lower back tattoo is slutty. What makes it slutty? I want to learn.
Here's the thing, Frank. You get a tattoo, you want to be able to... I think if it's about the art, you'd want to be able to see the art. If you get a tattoo on your lower back, let me see. Oh, yeah, it is a kissing fish. It is a butterfly. No, you don't go back and look at it. It's something for whoever's fucking you to jizz on. That's basically it. They're just saying, if you'd like to not leave it in my vagina, then leave it on my kissy fish or whatever. I don't know. It's just fucking terrible. And it's always a butterfly or some kind of a fucking tribal thing with a dumb heart or a fucking fish or something. Just
so a
tramp thing.
A lot of people are calling it a trans stamp. That's more slutty than the belly button ring.
Absolutely. Now,
but yet you think the belly button ring is also slutty to some degree. True or false?
There's a little bit of a freak aspect to it, maybe, but I think now it's a little bit like tame. It's almost like your ears at this point. Pretty much everybody has the belly button. If they have piercings at all, the belly button's gonna, you know, be there eventually. It just, yeah. Christy.com. What do you call her?
Christy.com?
No, that's not her name. Christy.com says, the belly button ring seems just, you know, eh, it's there. No big deal. But, I think that while the tramp stamp is the sluttiest of tattoos, it's not the trashiest. The trashiest would be, in my own estimation, any circle around the nipple tattoo. To me.
Absolutely. No doubt. You're absolutely right.
It dirties the nipple. Why are you doing that? Why do we need a fucking a wreath? Like you've mentioned before, around your nipple. What the fuck is that going to do? You're going to get old, the thing's going to turn into a fucking, a swimmer's cap with a goddamn nipple on the end of it. You're going to have this stretched out fucking wreath and people are going to think you have varicose tit veins. It's fucking disgusting. Awful. No tit tattoos ever. God. I don't know, Frank. I got to piss. Let's take a quick break here. It's the DJ New Style Show. Are you all right?
Yes, sir.
I think you do that just to get attention.
No, I don't.
316-768-4472. Call us when we get back. The DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio. That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
Listen, I'm recording the other one.
Come on, hurry up.
For the love of Christ, I'm trying to do this right, man. I want to have a good show tonight, and it's your fault.
Okay, I'll be there in 2 minutes, honey. 2 minutes. All right, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. All right, come on. Let's go to the next one. My kid's waiting.
You know what?
You ready?
You know what? Dude, tell your kid to wait, okay?
Shut the fuck up. Don't you fucking talk about my family like that. All right.
I don't care. I don't care if it's your kid's birthday or whatever it is, dude.
Dude,
you'll be here.
Come on.
Listen, you'll be here until you get it right, okay? You're going to fuck it up. You're going to get it right.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay.
Listen, you ready?
Okay.
Restart recording, seriously.
God, I'm sorry, man. I've been taking anger management classes.
Come on, asswipe.
I've been trying to deal with things, man. I'm sorry. Would you please forgive me, man?
Come on, let's go.
Will you forgive me?
You ready?
Will you?
Yes, come on. Press the fucking record button.
I apologize.
Are you done?
I apologize.
You ready?
I apologize.
Are you ready?
Jerm, I apologize.
Shut the fuck up and press the fucking record button.
I'm not perfect.
Shut up! Press the fucking record button, you fuck!
Oh, I'm sorry, I've already hit.
Are you done? The following artist replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer of the rock band Van Halen in 1985. However, before that, he was successful. Fuck you! The following artist replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer of Van Halen. Okay, I'll be there in a minute, for Christ's sake. Okay. I'll be there in a minute. The following artist replaced David Lee Roth in 1985 as the lead singer of Van Halen. However, before that, he was a successful... Fuck it, I... The following artist replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer of Van Halen in 1985. However, before that, he was a successful solo artist, also known as the Red Rocker. Perhaps his best-known song, Go On, Write Me Up for 125. Post my face, wanted dead or alive. Take my license and all that jive. I Can't Drive 55 by Sammy Hagar. Done. I'm done, dude.
I'm coming for Christ's sake! Give me a goddamn minute!
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick. Oh yeah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show.
That was a smooth fade.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Exclusively on Heroes Talk, your Tuesday Night Miracle. Be sure to check out Best in Show, Mondays and Thursdays, HeroesTalk.com, 8 to 11 p.m. on the East Coast.
Also, go ahead.
No, continue, please. Please.
I don't want us to forget our friends, The What Show.
The What Show.
10:30 to 1:30
yes.
Eastern Standard Time, Friday nights. Jeff and the gang.
Jeff and the gang coming at you. Yeah. They do a great job. They were actually featured as a part of a special broadcast on HeroesTalk.com. And I think they did a great job. I really enjoyed what they put out there.
All right, Sheepy. Jeff, Solera, Angry Missy, Irish Alki, and Sheep Lover.
And who?
Sheep Lover.
Just
Sheepy.
Call him Sheepy. For fuck's sake. I don't know, Frank. Do you have any idea what's going on in the world today?
I'm trying. Yeah, I do, actually. Well, a little bit. I came across some stuff here I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, like what?
A news story.
Come on. Just take the next leap, please.
Okay. right, this is a story out of California, and I wanted to talk to you about it, and I wanted to get your opinion on it. All right?
Read it. What are you doing? Come on. What's
Give
the
me
story?
A second. I'm bringing the fucking thing up. Don't you understand?
Oh, man.
Listen to me. A California man has been arrested for arranging for his 14-year-old daughter to marry a neighbor in exchange for $16,000, 100 cases of beer, and several cases of meat, police said.
Cases of meat?
Yes. Authorities to Greenfield, a farming community in California, Central Coast, said they learned of the deal after Marcelino De Jesus Martinez, 36, asked them for help getting back his daughter after payment wasn't made. So here's the situation. A guy is willing to give up his daughter, his 14-year-old daughter, for $16,000, 100 cases of meat, and end up actually being more than that. Cases of Gatorade, soda, and cases, 100 cases of beer. What happened was he didn't get paid, though, by the guy he was giving this, exchanging it to. Did you see what I mean?
I mean, like, what if the guy came up with, like, 99 cases of meat? He's going to be like, you know, whatever. You get me next time.
Right.
You can only really sell a daughter one time.
Right.
It's so pretty cheap, though.
Saying is,
16 grand?
When I first heard this story, I was totally disgusted with this individual. However, I may have changed my tune, and I will continue, and I will tell you why, okay?
Okay.
Now, like I said, he exchanged his daughter to a guy, to this person, for exchange of these items. The reason I may change my tune is because he's a Mexican. He's from Mexico, and in Mexico, that culture may be considered normal. It may be normal to do what he's doing. He may not know what he's doing is wrong. You see what I'm saying?
What the fuck is he doing in this country? And if you want to live in the godless land of Mexico, then don't fucking go through the trials and tribulations to get in this fucking country. You want to sell your offspring for fucking, as you would say, Taylor Hang and fucking right. 16 grand? Then stay in Mexico.
Now, let me just double check, okay? In addition to the 16,000, like I said, the cases of beer had to be either Corona or Modelo. 6 cases of meat, 50 cases of Gatorade, and a year's worth of soda in exchange for his daughter. Now, remember, you got to realize how it's very important to replenish your electrolytes.
It is. Also, it is.
We're not talking about C&C or Royal Crown. We're talking about Pepsi, Sprite, Coca-Cola.
What if I stepped up the beer and stepped down the soda? I give him, Royal Crown for the soda. But I give him, like, Heineken or Sam Adams. Or, like, Dos Equis. He wants, like, a Mexican thing. I give him Dos Equis and say, hey, listen, here's a better beer. Sorry about the shitty Coke. That Pub 199 would pass off as Coke. Just saying, Pub 199, you fucks. Frank, I don't know. I don't know about this one. I don't want to sympathize with the person. Like, you've just completely folded because you've decided, oh, he's from Mexico. That's what they do in their country. But this happened in our country.
100 years ago or whatever. Didn't people used to have fathers used to offer dowries for their daughters?
They're doing it today. They still do it today. Foreign, godless lands.
That's simply what he's doing. He doesn't realize what he's doing is wrong, so how can we blame him?
Frank, do you realize that if you decided to move your family to fucking Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and you maybe stole something, you didn't really realize that it was illegal there, or maybe you wore a revealing bathing suit and so did your wife, and she didn't realize that it wasn't allowed there, or you had sex on a beach and she didn't realize it was allowed there, you would be fucking decapitated, hung, killed, fucking maimed, and all that without any consideration of the law in your native land. That's just how the fuck it works. Wherever you go, you live by the fucking law of the land. The phrase is, Frank, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Now, that's fucking old and overused, but I can't believe it fucking just flew right past your bald head, and you can't realize that, and now you're sympathizing for a guy who fucking traded his daughter for a fucking, to be like Mike and eat Slim Jims for a fucking year. It's fucking retarded.
You know, Ken, I don't think you realize, okay, we're not talking about chuck steak or beef shank. We're talking about a nice tenderloin, filet mignon, porterhouse. He wasn't trading stew meat, for Christ's sake.
Throw in some thick bacon, and you can have my firstborn. I don't know. I don't feel for the guy at all, like you do. Don't feel for it at all. Did you have anything else on that one?
No, I do not.
No, you did not.
I do have to say something else, though.
What was that?
Next story.
Oh, my. You have another story. Okay.
This is a story of neglect and just horrible treatment of a parent. Port St. Lucie man was arrested and charged with neglect of an elderly person. Neglect of an elderly person after his 90-year-old mother was found emaciated in a urine-soaked clothes. Robert M. Rosenti, 68, of blah, 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 was the sole provider for his mother and told police that he was appointed his mother's power of attorney. Early Saturday, the victim, Ann Chuboff, was transported to Columbia Hospital. Police were called to the hospital after the paramedics found her unwashed, wearing clothing soaked in urine, severely underweight, and emaciated. Police also noted that the shoes the victim had been wearing had not been removed for a long period of time and had grown into her feet.
Oh, Jesus.
The report said her toenails had taken the shape of her shoes.
Oh, my God. Okay, you've linked me the pictures of this lady's feet.
I've linked pictures of her feet.
I'm putting them in the Pal Talk room. I'm going to try to put them on the other thing, but I don't know that I can do that unless you want to do that. That would be great. Actually, I can do it here. Fuck it. Frank, this just please try to do your best to describe the horror that you see.
Okay. If you could, there, that link will have all four pictures. But anyway, we have a woman here who was in the care of her son. The son neglected her. The house was riddled in feces and urine. She was had shoes on for a very long period of time. The pictures speak for themselves. It's just an awful case of neglect.
Well, unfortunately, the pictures can't fucking speak for themselves when it's a spoken media by us. So you just got to fucking, you know, roll with it here a little bit.
Could I finish my sentence, please?
Yes, please. Continue. Okay. Frank, I'm sorry. I have adult ADD. It's, okay. You know. I mean, now, you have to understand that this will happen with me.
Yes.
Please don't fucking judge me for this.
Okay. Investigators found her shoes were soiled what appeared to be fecal matter. Part of her slippers were embedded into her skin, and her rib bones appeared to be protruding.
Oh, so her feet were graphing themselves.
They were graphing
to
they
her
were,
shoes.
Yes.
She was left to wear shoes and piss in her clothes by this fucking scumbag.
Right.
Who was obviously urged at a very young age. At the need to take care of his parents. I bet you this woman said over and over, you have to take care of me when I'm old. From like age 4 on.
And that's what I say to my kids.
Oh, well, you better get big shoes. So that you can maybe make it to fucking 92 instead of this bitch. Get shoes a little bit bigger so that your toenails can grow into them. And it takes a little bit longer before they become just the bottom of your feet. Her feet were encasing these shoes. She was growing around them. Her fucking nail grew so long on the I call it the thumb toe, the big toe, that it just eventually snapped because it couldn't grow any further. Thick like a fucking snail shell. Just fucking disgusting, curly and gross. Ugh, like you can't. There's no fucking way that there's any translucency in that fucking toenail at all. It looks like a horn on an animal.
It does.
Would you, Frank, now, you're on camera right now, correct?
Yeah.
You've had an obsession with smelling something recently?
Well, my sneakers are letting off a sour odor.
Do you have your sneakers with you right now?
Yes.
Would you be willing to indulge in your obsession of sniffing your shoes?
Well, I have to take my shoe off.
Well, go ahead and do that. Or else you'll grow into them if you fucking
okay,
leave them on anymore.
Here's my sneaker. These are my house sneakers.
You might have to turn the light on, genius.
These are my house sneakers.
Okay, they're your house sneakers.
Yes.
Yes. So now do it really close. We want to hear you do what you do to these.
Okay, see?
Yeah.
The sneaker?
It's your white standard okay. Kmart sneaker. Oh, he puts his fucking face into his Avia sneaker and inhales it like he's doing whippets. What a fuck. Why are you just obsessed with that sour smell? Please.
It's It's I don't know what it is, but it's just a smell that I can't get enough of.
Now, with your foot fetish that you have now.
Excuse me?
You have a foot fetish.
No, I do not, boy.
You love smelling your disgusting feet. Would you give this woman's disgusting feet a smell? Are you at all curious as to how bad those feet smell?
Oh, God.
Admit it. Ugh. Admit it. You are curious. Ugh. You would stand over it and waft with your hand just to get a blast of it.
Well, you know what? It probably, if she spreads her toes, there's probably more odor in between the toes.
I bet you she can't. I bet you they're fused. I bet you they're fused together. Oh, it's disgusting. I'm going through right now. The nail is just completely to the side. The big toe is just has it completely to the side, as if it's growing across the second the index and middle toes. Just fucking disgust. Ugh. It's disgusting, Frank.
Yeah, you can't stop looking.
I can't. You know what? I cannot stop looking. I wouldn't want to smell it like you, but I can't stop looking at this. And this is what happens. You outgrow your usefulness, and then people just don't want anything to do with you. And if you've ever urged them that they have to do something, like take care of you when you're old, they won't do it. This guy went on with his life. He said, hey, here's some comfy shoes, here's something you'll piss in for the next 5 years, and here's a bed you're going to shit and piss and do whatever else in. I'll be back when you're dead. And that's it. And Frank, that's what's going to happen. You're going to make taking care of you be some just amazingly undoable task, and your kids are going to abandon you. One's going to move to the West Coast. One's going to probably travel abroad. One will be maybe nearby, but like 3 hours away. That'll be the closest. And they'll be unable to care for you and unwilling because you've pushed them their entire life. And then you're going to have these fucking... These churro toes. These toes look like churros. Just fucking cinnamon.
Look like what?
Churros. Cinnamon spice sticks of dough. For a deep fried dough sprinkled with cinnamon sugar. Just disgusting.
So you really thought it out, didn't you?
I'm looking at it right now, Frank.
All right. Can I move on, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was fucking holding you back, you fucking cock.
All right. Listen to me.
Continue, please, Frank.
Are you familiar with the Barbie doll?
I've heard of them, yes. I've not played with them as a child as you have.
Nor have I. The guy who designed the Barbie doll, now, you know, I think it's patterned after a woman, I guess the owner of Mattel, the starter Handel is her name, Barbara Handel, whatever.
Sure. Ruth Handler.
Ruth Handel. Handler.
Handler.
I guess it was her image or whatever. The man who designed the Barbie and Ken doll was actually a kinky swinger with a manic need for sexual gratification. Long story short, this individual was a sex addict, much in the way of our friend Ed McGrath. he couldn't get enough sex.
I love that you just throw the Ed jab in there.
Yes, yes. My question is this. If you found out that a product that you loved, I know you're a big fan of Chipotle.
Yeah.
If you found out that the guy who started the Chipotle company was actually a convicted sex offender, would you still frequent his restaurant?
I think the situation is a little different, the one that you're comparing now. But I would. If I enjoy the product, fuck it. I mean, I'm not at risk of losing life or limb. I'm being nourished by something that's a delicious burrito. Who cares? But the case you brought up. Ruth Handler is the creator. She just offloaded it to some other guy to create the model. He's just employee. So basically what you're asking me is, would I eat at a Chipotle where the employee...
No, it's different. This guy...
But no, that's even
designed.
Worse, in my opinion, to eat at a Chipotle where the employee that's serving you the food has done it. Would you do that? Or would you rather have the owner be the criminal? Put yourself in that situation.
Let me ask you this.
Just,
your name is...
No, you know what, Frank? How about you just completely disregard what I just fucking said? Because you had a thought. I don't know what's wrong.
I wouldn't frequent it anyway. I would leave. I would leave the establishment.
Mind. Why? How? How would you fucking know to leave?
I would open the door and leave. If I don't know, I don't know.
Oh, you'd open
obviously,
the door and what? Yeah. Oh. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm getting feedback from my buddy Steve here. He says, don't waste your time. He's got ADD, remember? He's got ADD.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. You have adult ADD. I should be more understanding that you let things that I bring up fucking just completely fall to the wayside to some throwaway point.
I will leave the establishment. For example, you know that song, History of Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter? It's played at a lot of baseball games and sporting events. Are you aware of that? Okay. I don't think that should be played anymore.
What? Why?
Because the guy's a sex offender. That song should not be played anymore.
But that's... Listen to me. It's a song that people enjoy. I'm not saying I enjoy it, but it sets the mood. It's a decent song. Why the fuck should it not be around? Why shouldn't it be heard? Why? Give me a good reason why you can't hear fucking music that was created when everybody loved
it. Are you aware of John Wayne Gacy?
Yes.
Do you know that he was a painter?
No, I didn't.
Okay, he was a painter.
Thank you for that. That's
would
amazing.
Would you buy one? If you saw his painting and it was the best thing in the world you ever saw, would you buy it?
Think about that. If anything is the best thing that you've ever seen and you can afford it and you want it, you're going to buy it. If it's the best that you've seen, that is your opinion on the fucking thing. It's your own personal opinion. Frank, if you've ever found something to be the best of whatever it is that you use, I'm sure that you would buy that rather than fucking downgrade because someone who made it fucking was a criminal. Don't fucking say you wouldn't, because you absolutely would. You wouldn't suck hind tit because somebody fucking murdered somebody down the line. And besides, this whole example goes back to a fucking factory worker for Barbie. This guy didn't create it.
He's not a factory worker. He was a mover and a shaker.
But listen, he is an employee. He was hired, contracted out. That's what he did. Okay? So now, if you ask me about Chipotle, Frank, and you tell me it's with two different scenarios. The creator of Chipotle is a criminal, or the person serving me my burrito is a criminal. Makes no fucking difference to me. No difference whatsoever. I'm still going to eat the goddamn burrito. Whereas you'd probably think more about the person serving it to you than the creator of the business.
I can only say one thing in response to what you just said.
You don't understand you have adult ADD?
No, I hope you choke on it.
Choke on what?
The Chipotle.
Oh, you were listening. Congratulations, Frank. You really don't have ADD.
I want to bring something else up with you. Are you done with this discussion? Because I like to discuss something else with you.
The discussion about the Barbie dolls and all that?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that now.
Well, what about it?
Now, your name is Ken, okay?
I'll pretend.
What's it like growing up with the name Ken? Did you get made fun of a lot of because of the Ken doll? Were you mocked?
You know what people would say? They would say, Ken, like the Barbie doll Ken. Or Ken, where's Barbie? And then everybody would think they're the first person to fucking come up with that. Everybody would. And I imagine that there isn't a Ken around who, is about my age that hasn't experienced this. Nobody's fucking original with name similarities.
Did it bother you when they would do that?
Not at all. What do I give a fuck?
No, when they talk about your name and says, where's Barbie, did that bother you?
I'll go, hold on, let me go see if I can take a piss. Oh, yeah, I have a penis. Thanks. I'm real. Thanks. I'm not, I don't have a...
Did you ever own a Ken doll? Be honest.
No, I never did. Why would I own a Ken doll, Frank? Did you
because
ever own...
Because it was named after you.
Did you ever own any dolls, so to speak?
I owned a Batman doll and a Robin doll.
Action figures. Action figures.
Well, they didn't call them action figures when I was a young kid back in the 70s.
I don't know. Seems a little bit fucked up to me. And you know what, Frank? I'm in a bad mood. I'm in a little bit of a bad mood.
What's the matter there, Chief?
You notice that I've had an accident with my car. Somebody ran into my door, as detailed in previous episodes of the DJ New Style Show. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe, download it. No big deal. You know what I mean? I got my car fixed, Frank. Got my car fixed. And I figured since I had a lot of tree sap and shit on the car that I would tell them, detail it. And it was like $214 extra. So I've never done it. I'm pretty sure I got fucked over on the price to begin with. But I figure, you know what? It's going to all be taken care of. I'll get it back. Maybe it costs a little more, whatever. I get the goddamn car back. And I, you know, I do a loose inspection of it. I look at the door. The door opens. The door closes. I look around. And then I notice, oh, there's fucking sap here. There's sap on the fucking grill of the car and on the bumper and here and there and like six other spots. So I tell the guy, hey, what the fuck? I mean, you know, you said you were going to detail the car. There's sap all over the fucking thing. He goes, yeah, but you know, sap comes off with cold water. So this fucking guy, not only did it take extra days to repair the car, he's literally telling me that sap comes off with water as if I haven't tried to rinse the car off. And I'm saying, no, it doesn't. I fucking tried it. He's like, oh yeah, just take it and we'll fix it while you wait. So I'm fucking irritated at this guy. It's the second lie. And probably after being, fucked over for the price. Irritated. I'm in a parking lot to get wings to, you know, to watch the Giants game. We're gonna, you know, the Giants doing an amazing fucking job with Eli as the backup QB for the Eagles, throwing fucking blindside interceptions to, you know, nobody. Just let me throw it to the guy in the fucking green for no reason. So I'm in a parking lot picking up wings, and I get out of the car, and the sun is just right so that I see the door, the brand new door on the driver's side. It's sunken in a little bit. And it's sticking out on the end. So it's misaligned. It's not flush with the edge of the car. And this is just, you know, stacked up on every other fucking lie the guy told me. The, you know, unwarranted time to fix the car. And then he told me at one point that the car was being delayed because some kind of a chrome molding. He said some kind of a chrome molding is on order. And we should have it on Friday instead of Monday. Like we promised you. So I said, all right, whatever. I see this fucking door, Frank. I'm so fucking aggravated. Amanda's inside. Now, Amanda's my girlfriend, Frank. I try to kick the fucking tire as hard as I can. I'm just so fucking furious. My fucking shoe flies off and goes over the roof of the car. And I fucking land in like a fucking 6-inch deep puddle. And now my sock foot is completely fucking ice cold frozen. And I'm hopping around trying to get my fucking shoe.
What an ass.
I know. And I'm just like, I'm so fucking furious trying to hold this in. It's just so fucking just maddening. I have no way to release this anger. I go in, I get the wings. I'm getting shitty looks from the guy who's asking me if I want flats. You want flats or drums? You want flats or drums? What? Which kind of wing do I'll take chicken wings, thanks. They're looking at me because I'm having a conniption in the fucking parking lot. It's just, you know, I can't get calm. I'm just furious and tired of feeling fucked over. To the point where...
How'd you resolve your anger?
To the point, I'm now at my desk at home. I go on Flickr, the picture-sharing website, and I search for puppies to try and look at pictures of puppies to fucking calm myself down. There was no other way out! I had nothing that could calm me down!
Penis between your legs, or what? Are you out of your mind?
I wasn't gonna fucking just, you know, break something. I've already tried to physically kick my car as hard as I can. That fucking backfired. Who knows what the fuck else? I'd probably end up decapitated, like Nick Berg.
You were utilizing puppies in order to calm yourself down. Did it work?
It worked like a goddamn charm. Just completely not furious anymore, and that's that.
Now, so, how do you feel that you were fucked over?
I just feel fucking used and fucked over, and I'm just sick of it. I'm just sick of feeling like people can fucking just, accept my payment at their fucking leisure. This guy was supposed to have it done on Monday. I had to pick it up on a fucking Saturday. Fucking Saturday for some kind of a chrome molding. I go there and I said, so where's the chrome molding? He's like, oh, and he points to some like hard black plastic on the door. I'm like, oh yeah, it looks chrome to me. I thought that would have come in with the door that you were replacing. I didn't know that the chrome molding that's black plastic would come in separate. And the guy looked nervous too. He looked really nervous.
Do you think you could take him?
Yeah, he's a fucking withered old man. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show. Who's this? It's a no-go. Foundry Music Jeff from The What Show. TheWhatShow.com. Yeah, I don't know, man. Frank, do you ever feel
How are you going to resolve this issue, though? Are you going to go there this weekend or what?
I left a very detailed message.
Oh.
I read my bulleted points. The thing is, it's not just the outside, Frank. There's gummy, like, shit all over my floor mats. There's a big fucking grease paw on the roof of my car.
Well, maybe
Jeff,
somebody...
are you there? Nah, no, Jeff. So what were you saying, Frank?
Maybe somebody used a car for fornification or something.
Fornification? No, I don't think so, because that doesn't exist as a word in the English language.
I mean, fornication.
Don't you hate when these greasy fucking repairmen get in your car?
I hate them. What they do is they try to think that they're all high and mighty by putting that little flimsy paper door floor mat on top of your regular floor mat because they don't want the boots to get greasy on the floor mat. So they put that little paper throwaway thing, right? But they neglect to put anything on the fucking steering wheel. So I get in the car, I got all greasy grease print marks all over my fucking steering wheel. It's disgusting. And not only that, but they always leave the fucking floor mat in the car, okay?
That paper mat.
I hate that. Don't leave it there to prove that.
Go ahead. Frank.
Don't leave it. 1 second, Jeff. Don't leave it in there to prove that you utilize something. So what I do is, as soon as I get in the car, I take the fucking paper mat and I throw it out the fucking window onto their fucking property. How dare they leave it in my car? I don't want to deal with that shit.
You crumple it up and leave it.
I don't even do that. I just pick it up with the tips of my fingers and just throw it out the fucking window. Let it land where it lands.
316-768-4472. Jeff, do we have you?
You have me.
Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
The thing I hate about auto body shops is it's one of those industries where you don't really know how much something costs, so they can pretty much charge you anything, and you just basically have to say, yeah, okay, that sounds about right.
Yeah, exactly.
Like this one time... And they're all highly unprofessional, mostly like, greasehead, fat, unprofessional. One time I brought my car in, I had got into an accident, and they gave the car back to me with a bag full of screws and washers. And I'm like, what is this? Oh, well, yeah, these are some extra parts.
Now, Jeff, are you car savvy? I mean, do you know about cars and stuff like that and mechanicals and whatnot?
I guess I know as much as any other guy. You know what I mean? I couldn't tell you how an engine works, but, you know, I know more about cars than I would say your average girl.
That's good.
I couldn't tell when I'm being fleeced by an auto body shop.
The worst thing I think though, Frank, is that fucking that paper mat that they leave down. It has like maybe one footprint on it. I think they make them with the greasy footprint on it. Because they put it in there to show that, oh, we care about your car, but they don't really give a fuck because they left it in there. Isn't the best way to see nothing changed with your fucking car? Like, I give a shit that some fat fuck who chose poorly in life is now fucking leaving boot prints all over a white paper in my car. I give a fuck.
Yeah, but I always wonder why they didn't put the white paper across my seats, too, because I've seen some of their pants and shirts, and I swear to God, these men look like they work on oil rigs.
Yeah, I have fucking wrappers and gravel and fucking leaves on the floor. My seats are fucking perfect when I give it to you. Now I have swamp ass and fucking motor grease where I'm supposed to sit.
And this fuck I bring my car to, not only does he do that, but he changes my fucking radio stations. I mean, what the nerve does he got to have to do that? Ridiculous.
They want to listen to something nice.
Your presets, Frank?
Pardon?
He changed your presets? That's happened to me.
It's just awful.
Well, I think that happens.
Well, I'll bring my car in to get repaired, and then all my presets have been changed, and I'm like, where'd you take my car? So you had time to change all my presets.
I think that like it goes back to the factory defaults if they take the battery out or something like that. Either that, or they just don't like you. they just change everything.
Well, my wife just screened up the same thing. Thank you, Missy.
Yeah. Well, you know, thewhatshow.com.
Honestly, I don't know much about cars as it comes to.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you can't claim to know more than the average girl because you were just shown up. So
hey, Ken, you ever take your car to the bar? I don't know if you're a bad driver. How many times I've been in many accidents.
I've been in a few. Let's just say.
Tell us about your worst accident, Jeff.
My worst accident. Well, my brother's had way worse than me. He's actually flipped his car over. That was pretty bad. He got side swiped. But
I think my worst accident was I was on the Staten Island Expressway, and it was snowing. And I thought it was really smart of me to take my rear-wheel drive Mustang out for a drive to Brooklyn. And the entire street's covered with ice and snow. And this, you know, I don't know if you've ever driven a rear-wheel car, but they're terrible in the snow. I'm literally driving down maybe 30, 40 miles per hour. And you know when you stop it, you keep going? So I stopped, and I kept hitting car after car after car.
Wow. Jesus.
I hit three cars that night, yeah.
Ugh, that's the worst.
That fucking sucked.
Now, how did you... they were parked cars, Jeff?
No, there were cars also trying to struggle to either, you know, get home or get to their destination.
Man, I don't know. I'm just sick and tired of feeling fucked over, and I'm going there tomorrow, and I'm going to berate the guy.
You bought it. There's always some kind of rattle that you never heard before, or maybe the body.
And you know what the biggest, most fucking annoying thing is? They'll always point out something that they didn't have to do that they did. And, you know, hey, listen, not for nothing, Ken. I took out this dent for you had here. Thank you. My door is fucked up. I can't roll the fucking windows down. That's fucking... Gah! I'm so furious right now. Just so fucking furious. Thanks for banging out a fucking ding, asshole. Maybe you could plug the fucking the wires in.
You ever get it back where they give you the wrong color on your car? What? It's red.
it's like red. You know, brick red, tomato red, same red.
It just doesn't have any luster like they spray painted it.
it just looks like a flat house paint that they used on your car. Yeah. That's the worst when you start seeing those patchwork cars. Anyway, Jeff, it's thewhatshow.com, Fridays, 10:30 to 1:30 a.m.
Yeah, hey, thanks for letting us on Heroes Talk last Friday.
I hope to see you guys on Heroes Talk in the future. I hope to see more special broadcasts. I want to see you guys. I want to see you guys. Do better than you've been doing every week. You've been improving with each show,
Ken.
You know, I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you very much. TheWhatShow.com. Jeff, I appreciate it. Frank, I don't know about you. I'm just furious with it. I'm just sick and tired of it. And maybe I'll start throwing shit out of my car that they leave in there, too. Maybe I'll do that shit, too.
I say do it.
Yeah. I say it, too. It seems like it's about that time to wrap up episode 197. Again, go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Don't forget Best in Show Radio, bestinshowradio.com. They're on Mondays and Thursdays from 8 to 11 p.m. on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. That was a good show. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
But this is us! Yeah, no, shut up! You have anything to say, Ken?
Let me think. Nah, I'm good, thanks.
Go suck banana, fuck you.